You're listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
Check, check, one, two. Broke like a little country. Rock and roll and blues. Cause we so love playing. The good people like you. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.
Welcome to Music Local and Sustainable, the radio show that features discussions with and the music of local musicians. I am your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I'm talking with Samantha Talora, soprano, and Eric Shebeck, tenor, who are the vocal musicians performing at the first concert of the 2025-26 Voice Salon Series. The first concert is entitled Villains and Vixens, which is scheduled for Thursday, October 30th at 6:30 p.m. The concert features music of Thrills and Chills and also includes an autumnal buffet dinner and wine with the live music at the historic Green Meldrum House at 14 West Macon Street in Savannah. More information can be found and tickets can be purchased at www.savannahvoicefestival.org. Welcome to Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, Samantha Talora and Eric Shebeck.
Thank you, Dave. Pleased to be with you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Let's get to know Samantha Talora. Tell me your musical journey.
Well, as I am not an ingenue any longer, it's been a little bit of a long and winding road. But I would say that, you know, I've been singing since I could talk. And I, like a lot of singers, can say that I started in the church. I was introduced to the church choir at the young age of about 8 years old. And it just brought to life for me the idea that you could express so much through music and by using your voice. And that also doesn't hurt to get to have a microphone in front of you and get to have this platform of sharing your voice and what you believe with people. So that from a very young age was where I learned my love for using my voice and went on to study privately vocal instruction in the Berkshires, which is where I'm from, and in New York City. I studied at Wagner College in New York, and I studied in an operatic workshop, also musical theater, and ultimately I had graduated with a degree in arts administration. So I really have had this looking at the arts from multifaceted viewpoints for most of my life. And I think it's really helped to inform the way that I approach festival work and work with ensembles and work in the cabaret world and just sort of all these different sort of avenues of how to come together in any kind of space to share stories through song. And that brings me to where I am today, which is because I think of my work in arts administration and voice, I work at a wellness resort where I am able to bring in music and artists to perform for the guests, which is how I met Maria Zuvis and Cheryl Milnes. They came and shared some programs with our guests and became fast friends and started singing together from there via David Friedman. He and his husband, Sean, are dear friends of mine. So it's sort of this melding of a little bit of hospitality, a little bit of arts administration, and certainly performance and the voice that has kind of all of my worlds are now married and in this beautiful place of being able to bring music to others, but also share my own voice.
So you grew up in the Berkshires?
I did, yes. I did.
Where specifically?
From a very young age in a little town called Cheshire, Massachusetts, which is kind of right in the center of the Berkshires. And now I live in an equally small town called Windsor, Massachusetts, with my husband and my little fur baby, Wally.
Yeah, Cheshire, on the road between Pittsfield and North Adams.
Exactly right. Good old Route 8 in the Berkshires. You know it well, so you know it. You know the Berkshires.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're up there, twice a year now. We come up in the summer, much of the month of July into August, and because there are just a tremendous number of music festivals up there,
yes,
going on. Principally, we came up for Tanglewood and the festival that they hold at the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art, MassMoCA,
that is organized by a group of composers from New York City called Bang on a Can. And they have a summer training festival for young musicians and composers. And then they have a three-day festival at the end of that summer festival. It's called The Loud Weekend. But of course, there's Tanglewood. And so we go to a lot of events there. And they have a contemporary music festival. One of my shows here on WRU is called Contemporary Classics. And so you can guess by that why I'm interested in a contemporary group up at North Adams and then the Contemporary Music Festival, Tanglewood. So you grew up in the Berkshires and you took private voice lessons after being introduced to singing in the church. And then you went off to college. Where did you go to college?
I went to college at Wagner College, which is actually in Staten Island, New York. They have a wonderful musical theater program, but also choral music program. And at the time they had a, what they called an opera workshop, which was just sort of getting started in the program. And I was sort of in the inaugural program of that, which, and I often say, because I revere the art form so much, I don't necessarily call myself an opera singer per se. I don't have the repertoire that so many of the wonderful singers at the festival have, but I am what I refer to as opera adjacent. So I get to wrap myself up in the beautiful sounds of all these singers. And I certainly have a classically trained voice. That's what I love so much about Savannah Voice Festival and the Milne's Voice Experience is that, yes, it's opera because of the background and the wonderful knowledge and institution that Cheryl brings to the world of music. And also I get to bring in the work of, let's say, for example, David Friedman and all of his wonderful storytelling songs and story songs that paint so many different colors with music and with his pen, and then musical theater and some jazz standards and classics. And I'm also doing kind of a little bit of all of that in this show at the end of October. So I love that it blends all of those worlds.
And you work at Canyon Ranch in Lenox, Mass.
That's correct, which is a wellness resort here in the Berkshires. And there are so many different ways to explore wellness. I mean, there's a full medical facility. There's certainly massage and facials and all of the things that you would expect from a spa. But we look at wellness from every possible angle and avenue. And what I've loved is being able to bring in what I know is, you know, music has been incredibly healing to me in my life. And a lot of people who I know feel that way. And I love that I can bring what I know and what I have learned about the healing power of music and creative expression into this arena where wellness is at its finest, really, and brings it to people maybe who wouldn't consider it as a way of considering how to be well and how to work through one of the many things that people are here working through. And sometimes it's about grief. Sometimes it's about transition in life. Sometimes it's, you know, you love to paint or you love to sing or you love to draw or whatever, dance when you were young. And somebody somewhere along the way said, you're not really that good at that. Or, oh, you see where you did that wrong or, you know, whatever it is. And you were young and you just wanted a way to feel like you were free to express yourself. And it shut down that part of them. And what I love about the work that we're doing here with this creative expression program is that it's a safe space for people to revisit that in their lives and feel like it's not going to be judged. It's just, you know, for fun. And maybe it's okay to just kind of dip my toe back into those waters in, again, a safe and welcoming environment. And what I hear from a lot of people is that they go back home and I'll see them the next year or 6 months later when they come back and they say, oh, you know, I started taking a painting class or I started taking piano lessons again or whatever. And I just, that brings me so much satisfaction and joy to know that they were lit back up again in a way that they thought was over in their lives. And I think that's what art can do for all of us. I know that's what art can do for all of us.
And so you have activities there that they can become involved in music?
Involvement in music, it's really more of from a passive viewpoint that you are an audience member at a concert. And maybe that's, we have a Broadway in the Berkshire series. It's one of many Broadway artists who come up and perform in a very intimate living room style salon setting. For example, Cheryl and Maria have come up. Well, Maria has done her performances there and brought up, you know, Minghao Liu or Coco Wang and, you know, some of the wonderful singers from the festival. To get that caliber of performance in a very intimate setting and then be able to ask questions of the artists right after in a very, again, very casual, very intimate way is unique and special.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I'm talking with Samantha Talora, soprano, and Eric Shebeck, tenor. Let's get to know Eric Shebeck. Tell me your musical journey.
Yeah. So I came from a family of musical and opera singing. Both my parents are opera singers as well as my brother. And I just wanted to be different and sing musical theater and pop music. And then eventually I got into opera myself. And Savannah Voice Festival is great for me because it allows me to express music theater, opera, and all different styles and get a lot of different opportunities to sing with a lot of great people. And I've been singing with them for about 10 years now. My first summer was about 10 years ago, which is crazy to think about.
So let's go back to starting singing. So you had your family is all singers.
Yeah.
So your parents are opera singers and your brother also sings opera. Did you then start singing very early with vocal training?
It was pretty loose because both my parents didn't want to force us into just singing. So they made sure we had a very well-rounded few things. And I joined choir and stuff in elementary school and did a couple lessons with my mom early on, but nothing too serious. And then once I got to freshman year of high school, I did my first musical when I was just hooked right away. And then it just became my sole focus. But yeah, my mom, Beth Roberts, is a renowned voice teacher. And my dad, Christian, was in Phantom of the Opera on Broadway for 5 years playing Piangi and did lots of tours of Europe and stuff. And now they both are teachers and do a lot of that. And my brother is an opera singer and now a full-time real estate agent as well. And what's great is me, my dad, and my brother have a trio that we sing together with. So that's their excuse to keep up with it and keep performing with me. But I'm definitely the one solely focusing on performing and trying to stay as busy as I can with it, you know.
And so you went off to college to study music?
Yeah, music theater. I studied at Montclair State University, which was great. And that's when I got into opera by accident. I just didn't get cast in the musical that semester. And my mom was like, hey, how about you try Johnny Skeeky? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Opera's boring. And I got into it and I had a blast and it was so much fun. And then from then on, it's been just a lot of opera. Just the universe said, we're going to give you a lot of opera. So I performed in Maine 2 summers doing opera in a row and lots of opera in the city and in Vermont. So I'm just traveling a bunch for it. And I came back to Savannah this past summer. And like I said, it was just so freeing to be able to express myself in all different forms and medias and singing all different types of music, which was really fun. And I was so happy to be back home, you know.
Well, and so is the family from New Jersey? Is that why you went to Montclair State?
Yeah, we're all from Jersey. So I live 15 minutes from Montclair, which was just great. And my mom started teaching there as well because she was the chair at Manis School of Music in the new school. And my brother went there. And then right when I went to Montclair, then she came to Montclair and taught there. So it was very, very helpful and awesome. And yeah, it just worked out perfectly.
And so what are the differences between singing musical theater and singing opera?
Ooh, that's a tough question. That's a big debate with a lot of people also the question of which is harder or whatever. But they're so hard to compare because, you know, music theater, you have to sing tons of different styles of music, including operatic vocal technique in Golden Age. You're also dancing. You're also, you know, doing lots of different things. And opera, I think vocally is a lot of times more challenging in a lot of different ways. But yeah, I think they're just so crazy different and have so many different factors. It's definitely hard to compare the two. And I've been asked a few times, where does my heart lie? Where's my heart? And I don't choose. I like to keep in both art forms and keep a wide range of talents.
Well, so you really studied musical theater in college,
Did.
but you studied operatic performance as well?
Well, I would literally do the musicals and then jump over and do all the operas as well. So there'd be days where I'd finish class at 5:30, then have opera from 5:30 to 7, but then also have musical theater from 6:30 to 10:30. So it just like all overlaps, and I just tried to make time for all of it. And of course, with two voice teachers as parents, I've always been studying that technique as well. And that was just my opportunity to really get into both.
So it sounds like in school you would go back and forth between the two genres.
Yeah, it was very interesting and unheard of at school. I was pretty much the first, one of the first people that was a music theater degree coming into the opera program and singing with the opera people. But I was really happy because I kind of set a bit of an example. And after I left, a lot of people from music theater connected that bridge over to the opera program, which was really, really great. And I commended all my friends that have done that because I just think every singer should try to be as versatile as they can be. And being struggling artists and looking for jobs, it's so much better if you have more jobs to look for and be able to perform and sing anything at the drop of a hat.
And it sounds like since graduation, you're really spending more time in opera.
It's true. It's true. Just by happenstance. And, music theater is my first love, and I love music theater. So I was talking to a lot of people about, like, oh gosh, I want to get back into more music theater and just have like a nice balance. And then Maria calls me that day and is like, hey, come down to Florida to do a concert. Hey, come down to Savannah to do a concert. And, in all these concerts, has me sing arias and music theater songs and like jazz and everything like that. So it really is cool to be able to express everything that I do. And after spending this past summer in Savannah with David Friedman, we've really connected really well. And he's been having me sing a lot of his songs. And recently, Maria and I just recorded a duet together for her new album. And we had a few extra minutes, and then I ended up getting three recordings of my songs with David, which was awesome. She's really done an amazing job at connecting with me with such great, awesome people, and I'm so grateful to her for that.
Well, at the most recent Savannah Voice Festival, you sang with your brother and father as the three tenors.
Yeah.
And also, you were part of the David Friedman program.
Yes, that's correct. And it was a lot of fun. And in our concert, I got to sing My Simple Wish, which was a really funny song, and Trust the Wind, which is a really heartfelt, beautiful song. And what was the funniest was he had me sing the famous High C aria from Daughter of the Regiment, eight bars of it after sitting for 45 minutes. Just stand up and sing a bunch of high C's, and everybody was like, that's crazy. But so it's definitely put me to the test for sure. Yeah, and he's great, and his husband Sean Mottinger is a minister, so they've had me to his church to sing and do a lot of different talkbacks, and it's been really great. And everyone's becoming more and more like family. And David and I are very weirdly connected because he used to study voice with my mom years ago. And then he also worked with my uncle on Broadway as well. So we all were kind of connected, and I didn't meet him until recently. And then it just kind of fit really, really well. And both Maria and him have given me so many different opportunities. And, Maria's having me down for this concert, and then she's having me back in December and having me back in May. And, a little while ago when I was in Florida, she put me up at her house with the famous Cheryl Milnes, and Cheryl Milnes was doing my dishes, and I was like, what is my life? So they are just such great people. And even Maria went to college with my dad, and sang with my dad. So it is just one big happy Savannah Voice Festival family.
Well, it sounds like your uncle is also in the music business.
He is, yeah. So my uncle Herman Chebeck was first in West Side Story on Broadway when he was like 17, and then was in Cats, original cast of Cats, as Mephistopheles, and then as well the engineer in Miss Saigon. Those were his big Broadway credits, and I think he sang Song and Dance with David way back when. And he's still doing it, you know. He just did a Moana cruise, like the first show of Moana on the Disney cruise. And now he's back on a Royal Caribbean cruise doing Hairspray. And he's even Zoomed with me, my dad, and my brother to give us advice for staging and direction for our trio to add some more elements to it instead of just three guys standing and singing at you all night. But yeah, so. It's such a great support system, and not many artists, especially singers, have that support system and have that example. So many people are like, don't go into the arts, don't sing, you know, you're not going to make any money. But my parents were always very supportive and very offered their guidance in every way that they could. So it was really great.
So, do you think your uncle had some influence in terms of your interest in musical theater?
You know, I think definitely a large part of that, and as well as my dad, because my dad was on Broadway when I was young. But my first interest in music theater was actually my brother. And I told him that recently because he went to do his freshman year of high school as Mr. Twimble in How to Succeed in Business. And I watched it, and he was being this wacky, zany character. And I'm like, who is that? That's not my brother. My brother is a dork, you know? And I was like, what the heck? And so, this idea of like, oh, wow, you could be anyone you want, you could be a completely different person, really excited me. And the next year, he was in Sweeney Todd, and I just fell in love with that show. I came every single show and saw it over and over again. So, I think it was a culmination of all these things around me that really interested in me. And when I got to high school, which for some people was kind of a late bloomer to get into it, I just was immediately hooked. And I loved making people laugh. I loved making people cry. So it took over everything.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I'm talking with Samantha Talora, soprano, and Eric Shebeck, tenor. Well, Samantha, you did a wonderful concert of David Friedman's music at the Savannah Voice Festival this year.
That's right. In August, there was my simple wish, which was an evening of David Friedman music as well as some Disney music, because David worked very closely with Disney, conducting many of their animated films. And it was a really with some incredible artists, Eric Shebeck, of course, who will be in this concert as well. Ryan and Ashley Nunez and Peter Lake and James Wright. What a beautiful night of being able to be in the room with the composer playing his music for you. And I felt like it was a beautiful way for everyone to, I mean, certainly David is well known to the Savannah community, but to be able to share his lyrics and his words, which are a balm to the soul, quite frankly. I think they are so needed and so relevant, timeless, if I think is the word. That's what I love about singing David's music, and I get the opportunity to sing with him quite a bit. He and I have done a couple of shows in New York now, and there are something that, again, in that very intimate setting, to share words about being kind to each other and knowing that, help is on the way and trust the wind, and these lyrics that are so moving and deeply personal. And I think what our souls need to hear, we all can, listen to the news and focus on how divided the world feels. But really, if you sit down at a table with someone and know that we all just really need the same thing and we can be kind to each other, it's not as hard as maybe it looks on the television screen when you're in the room with someone. It's easy to look at someone and say, I see you. I see you, and I see that you need exactly what I need. And that's what David's lyrics convey so beautifully. And I think we all need to hear it right now.
Well, and the salon concerts are in the salons there at the Green Meldrum House.
Yes.
And so it's a wonderful opportunity to be up and close and personal with the performers.
This will be my second time at the Green Meldrum House. It's so, what a beautiful venue. And again, that is, you know, a salon setting is exactly to be in these historic locations, which is where really these salon concerts, if for lack of a better word, these salon performances were originated, in these living rooms of, let's say, you know, wealthy benefactors, 1800s, 1700s, where you would have your guests visit for the weekend and bring in the entertainment to make sure that everyone was having a good time, or maybe it's a gala event. And if it feels like stepping back in time a little bit when you're, first of all, in these venues, but then offering performance in a way that it was where it was originated, feels very fortunate and very unique and very deeply meaningful to be a part of that history and that legacy. And I am really looking forward to this one. This one's going to be a lot of fun.
Eric, since you were in the David Friedman concert here at the Savannah Voice Festival this past August, you've sung before with Samantha Talora.
Yeah, we've sung together a few times, and she's great. We have such a great time together. We have lots of laughs, and it's so great that we both get to be connected a bunch with David and Maria.
She also has sort of an eclectic background in terms of singing.
Right. Yeah, we've talked a little bit about it because, you know, she doesn't consider herself an opera singer per se, because she does all these different types of styles and different types of music, but just is all in all so talented and versatile, like I said, is so important to be. And we definitely relate to that very strongly. But it's interesting to like try to do all this crossover stuff because not many people can do it. And we both are really good examples of like giving it our best shot and doing as much things as we can.
Well, your training in musical theater really explains the musical theater side, because that's one thing I've noticed is that most of the performers there at the Savannah Voice Festival are really opera trained.
Yeah.
And so when they do the more pop sort of songs, I'll put musical theater in the pop category, they bring a very strong operatic voice to it.
Right.
Where you just switch entirely, you know, 180 degrees from the opera voice to this sort of pop voice.
Right. Yeah. I've talked to Cheryl and Maria and lots of people about it, because I really want to make each style distinct and different. And going to college and studying opera at the same time, I would sing, you know, I was singing Gethsemane from Jesus Christ Superstar at 9:45 a.m., you know, and he goes, let me stop you after four bars. I don't want this to be too operatic, Eric. I don't want any vibrato. It's too much space. And then I just crazily got up to those G5s and he was like, oh, okay, you can do that. So I was always very conscious of keeping my music theater out of opera, and then also not sounding too music theater and while I'm singing opera. And I think there comes a bit of an imposter syndrome with that, of being, oh, am I really a real opera singer? I sound too music theater. And then going back, am I really a real music theater singer? I sound too much opera. And what's great about singing with David and Maria is, because we do everything, it's okay if sometimes it bleeds together. It's okay if sometimes you mix genres together, and his music can be sung in any vocal style, and it's really just freeing. You know, I don't have to worry about using too much vibrato if I want to vibrate in some places, and using more space, and then also sounding really poppy. And yeah, it's just really freeing to sing like that and sing with them.
This is WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
You're listening to WRUU, your local radio station, for people just like you, hosted by people from your community. The voices you hear are your neighbors, coworkers, and others from the Savannah and Lowcountry area. In other words, WRUU is your community radio station. Please help us by donating whatever you can to help your neighbors and friends stay on the air. Go to WRUU.org and support your local radio station. Any amount is welcomed. Thank you for your support of WRUU.
Savannah Stage Company has announced that registration is now open until November 21st for its 9th annual Young Writers Night. The event is open to all students enrolled in public, private, virtual, or homeschool programs within Chatham County. Students may write and submit short plays. More information, full contest rules, and registration can be found at www.savannahstagecompany.com/savannah-playwrights-series. The Voice Salon Series, Three Evenings of Seasonal Song, begins on Thursday, October 30th with Villains and Vixens. The seasonal tour in Voice continues on December 9th with Songs of Silver and Snow, and on April 16th with Music in Bloom at the historic Green Meldrum House at 14 West Macon Street in Savannah. More information can be found and tickets can be purchased at www.savannahvoicefestival.org. Evening Eclectic features weekly conversations with and the music of national and international musicians from a wide range of musical genres. Join me, Dave Lake, your Evening Eclectic host, and these musical guests each week on Sunday nights from 8 until 10 p.m. on WRUU. Welcome back to Music Local and Sustainable, and I'm your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I'm talking with Samantha Talora, soprano, and Eric Shebeck, tenor, who are the vocal musicians performing at the first concert of the 2025-26 Voice Salon Series. The first concert is entitled Villains and Vixens, which is scheduled for Thursday, October 30th at 6:30 p.m. The concert features music of thrills and chills and also includes an autumnal buffet dinner and wine with the live music at the historic Green Meldrum House at 14 West Macon Street in Savannah. More information can be found and tickets can be purchased at www.savannahvoicefestival.org. Well, the concert that is scheduled for October 30th at 6:30 p.m. is entitled Villains and Vixens. Samantha, let's talk a little bit about your side of the concert, and that is mostly Broadway, but a little jazz.
Broadway, a little jazz. And so, for example, I'll be doing a song from the Broadway show Pal Joey, which was written in 1940. This song is called Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. And I don't know that it's either villain or vixen, but it is about a woman who is finding herself maybe at a little bit later stage in life in love and not really sure what to do about it and realizing, you know, even though I'm not 20 anymore, oh gosh, this one's got me again, got me right around my heartstrings. And what the heck do I do with myself now? And so I think Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, yes, is Broadway, but also would be considered a bit of a jazz standard by today's definitions.
He's a fool, and don't I know it, but a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately, I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child. Again, bewitched, bothered. couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered, am I? And long for the day when I'll cling to him, bewitched, bothered and bewildered, am I? Men are not a new sensation. I've done pretty well, I think. But this half pint imitation put me on the blink. I've sinned a lot and mean a lot, but now I'm like sweet 17, a lot, bewitched, bothered and bewildered, am I?
So blending itself into whatever Lola wants from Damn Yankees. And, you know, that one definitely for sure is a vixen. Can't deny that at all. And that is so fun to play and just really allows, again, in an intimate setting to be super playful with the audience and feel like, you know, everybody who's looking for the opportunity to get what they want is really with you and in your corner in that song and really feeling like, yeah, that's right, girl, go get it.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. No use to fight, don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Give in. Give in. Hello, Joe. It's me. He hit so far. Hold on, that's
you. Boop-boop-a-doop.
Any song that feels maybe a little bit out of character for you? I live in the world of the very, I'm the firstborn daughter, so I can be a little bit like, you know, do what I'm told. And so in this way, and getting to play songs that are, sing songs that are maybe not who I would portray myself as in the real world is so fun and so freeing. And those, of course, are more associated with Broadway and jazz standards. But then there is the more contemporary, Your Heart Is As Black As Night, which is by American singer, jazz singer, songwriter Melody Gardot, and was written in 2009. And this is maybe, I think, a lesser known song, but it's definitely really like digs into what it feels like to know that someone is the wrong guy for you or the wrong person for you, and still got to have it, still got to go there. So it's a really meaty jazz, I don't know that I'd call it a standard quite yet, but a meaty jazz piece that with the soft Gleisner playing it is going to be magic.
Your eyes may behold, but the story I'm told is your heart is as black as night. Your lips may be sweet, such that I can't compete, but your heart is as black as night. Such a perfect time, but if I let you hang around, I'm bound to lose my mind. 'Cause your hands may be strong, but the feelings are wrong. Your heart is as black as night. It's
Well, and yes, it's great that you mentioned Asaf Gleisner, great collaborative pianist that I always enjoy listening to.
Yes.
And he always puts such a wonderful jazz flair on everything he does.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I've had the opportunity to hear him play many times, and on occasion, for example, if I've done something with Maria, you know, I've had a chance to sing with him playing maybe once. So this will be my first real opportunity to sing with him. And maybe most excited about that because he is, you know, so brilliant. And as you said, really, really just sinks his fingers into the jazzier side of a lot of music that he plays. And I'm really excited about that. He's magic.
Well, and the music that's going to be coming up later this month, and that is again on Thursday, October 30th at 6:30 p.m. at the Green Meldrum House as part of this program, Villains and Vixens. You will be singing from the perspective of perhaps the villain.
Yes, it's true, which is my favorite thing to do. It's so fun. I mean, you know, my dad was in Phantom of the Opera, and I was seeing that show all the times. I can't count how many times I've seen that show. Funnily enough, the Phantom character is named Eric. Not many people know that. And, you know, I wouldn't call him a total villain. You know, he's got some misunderstood aspects of it. And, you know, I'm singing Music of the Night, and it's just such a beautiful song. It's such a beautiful, tender song, even though does some bad things. His actions are pretty dark. It is like the duality of it exists, of this beautiful soul that just wants to connect with others and wants to find love for himself and just is always stifled down and shunned for his deformities and for his not fitting into society.
Heightens each sensation, darkness stirs and wakes imagination. Silently the senses abandon their defenses. Its splendor, grasp it, sense it, tremulous and tender. Turn your face away from the garish light of day. Turn your thoughts away from cold, unfeeling light, and listen of the night. Close your eyes and surrender to your darkest dreams. Purge your thoughts of the life you knew before.
Strange new world, vacation. Touch me, trust me, savor each sensation. Let the dream begin, let your darkest side give in to the power of the music that I want, the power of the music of the
And yeah, and I'm singing I'm a Stranger Here Myself from One Touch of Venus as well. And the character is the goddess Venus. And basically, this guy goes up to a statue of Venus and he's about to get engaged and he puts the ring on the statue and, you know, says he loves her. And then the statue comes to life. That's another one. It's like, oh, she just wants to love, and he promised her love, and now she wants his love, and he's not giving to her. And
tell me, is love still a popular suggestion, or merely an obsolete art? Forgive me for asking this simple question. I'm unfamiliar with your heart. I'm a stranger here myself. Why is it wrong to murmur I adore you when it's shamefully obvious I do? Does love embarrass you or does it bore you? I'm only waiting for my cue. I'm a stranger here myself. I dream of a day, of a gay, warm day, with my fate between your hands. Have I missed the path? Have I gone astray? I ask, but no one understands. Love me or leave me, that seems to be the question. I don't know what tactics to use, but if you should offer a personal suggestion, how could I possibly refuse when I'm a stranger here myself? Please tell me, tell a stranger, by curiosity goaded, is there really any danger that love has been outmoded? I'm interested especially in knowing why you waste it. True, romance is so fleshly. With what have you replaced it? What is your latest foible? Is gin rummy more exquisite? Is skiing more enjoyable? For heaven's sake, what is it? I can't believe that love has lost its glamour, that that passion is really passé. If gender is just a term in grammar, how can I ever find my way? How can you ignore my available condition? Why these Victorian views? You see here before you a man with a mission. I must discover the key to your ignition, and then if you should make a diplomatic proposition, how could I possibly refuse when I'm a stranger here myself?
Well, and Yours Eternally was written by Maria Zuvez and Michael Ching. And it's an eerily spooky love song.
Yeah, exactly. Like a lot of these.
When you see the moon is blue, that's when I will follow you. Darling, turn around and see that I am yours eternally. Go away, but now I am here to stay. Till death do us part, they say, but now I'm yours eternally.
Your bed, I'm yours eternally.
that moon has found you blue. My love, I'll take care of you. Even in your madness, I'll be there. I'm here eternally.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I've been talking with Samantha Talora, soprano, and Eric Shebeck, tenor, who are the vocal musicians performing at the first concert of the 2025-26 Voice Salon series entitled Villains and Vixens, which is scheduled for Thursday, October 30th at 6:30 p.m. The concert will be featuring music of Thrills and Chills and will also include an autumnal buffet dinner with wine at the historic Green Meldrum House at 14 West Macon Street in Savannah. More information can be found and tickets can be purchased at www.savannahvoicefestival.org. And I want to thank you so very much, Samantha Talora and Eric Shebeck, for being on the show tonight.
Thank you for having us, Dave. Really appreciate it. And we'll look forward to seeing everyone on the 30th.
Thank you so much for having us. This is like such a blast, and I love getting to talk shop.
This has been another edition of Music Local and Sustainable, and I've been your host, Dave Lake. Save this time for another show next week.
Well, I know we ain't headed for the Hall of Fame. Gonna give it what we got, man, it ain't no shame. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.